Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, the 4th of October, 2012, the home of our program, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming the show live on my website, buckmastershow.com, and the station's website, kvoi.com, and we post our programs usually by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon to my website, buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, has the show posted, as does the TucsonSentinel.com, and a new addition, the website of the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun, gvnews.com. They have a link now on their homepage to our program. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We'll get things rolling with another in our candidate debate series. Today, we're focusing on the state Senate race in LD11 between State Senator Al Melvin and challenger Joe Holt. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly technology report, and then we'll close out the show with the Buckmaster Show legal advisor, Don Luce, will be here. We're going to break down all of the 10 statewide propositions on the November ballot. This edition of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by Splendido, Oro Valley's all-inclusive community for adults 55 and better. Now is your chance to check out Splendido in person at the Showcase of Homes event. It's coming up Tuesday, October 30th at 9 a.m. RSVP and say you heard about this on the Buckmaster Show. Please call 762-4090, 762-4090, or you can visit their fine website, Splendido Tucson. Time for our debate. Time to debate the issues with the two candidates battling for a seat in Arizona State Senate from District 11. 11 covers much of northern Pima County, including Marana and Oro Valley, also covering southern and eastern Pinal County, including the city of Maricopa and the community of Saddlebrook. With me in studio, Joe Holt, a Democrat who is a retired biochemist. Mrs. Holt retired from her research biochemist career in 2007 to be the caretaker for her husband, Gary, when he was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's. Republican Al Melvin has served in the Senate for the past 4 years. He has a Republican precinct committeeman also on his resume, doing that for 8 years. He's a graduate of the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy and the U.S. Naval War College. Senator Melvin retired as a captain in the U.S. Naval Reserve in 1999 after 30 years of reserve military service. Senator Melvin, Ms. Holt, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Very good to be here. Thanks.
And I want to thank both of you for the service that you have performed, the service to our country, Senator Melvin, and Joe Holt, the service to your family. I think it's very commendable in both of your cases. Let's begin now with Joe Holt. Keep your answers, if we can, to about a minute and a half. Why are you running, and what's important to you in this campaign, Joe Holt?
Oh, well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for the opportunity. I think what has really compelled me to take this step in my life, as this is my first time to run for public office, is really my concern about traditional public education here in the state of Arizona. I'm very concerned about the cuts to funding that have been made to public schools. And I've had the opportunity during the course of the campaign to talk with teachers and principals and superintendents, and have gotten some pretty consistent feedback throughout our legislative district. Teachers are still spending their own money and their own salaries on supplies for classrooms, and the classroom sizes are still too big. There are other issues with education as well that work into the funding, and one of these is applying this corporate model to a public service, and the corporate model being that of competition, where schools and school districts used to be able to work together to solve problems, actually are competing against one another right now.
Joe Holt, thank you. Senator Melvin, good to see you again. And what are your issues? Why are you running again for another two-year term?
Well, Bill, thanks for having us on.
It's our pleasure.
Number, I want to make Arizona the most prosperous state possible within the 50 states. And my goals are first jobs, to put our people back to work because of our balanced budget at $8.3 billion. We have gone from the bottom 10 to the top 10 in the 50 states in three critical areas. A great state to do business in, a great state for business startups, and for job creation. We're actually number 4 in job creation. The second thing is to secure the border. Just had another Border Patrol agent killed. And amongst my many goals, education reform, my opponent and others keep saying that the Republican Party has shortchanged education, but we have kept funding at over $9,000 per child total funds, federal, state, and local, without fail the last 4 years. $9,000 without fail. We've mortgaged Capitol buildings to do it, including the Senate and the House. So we're often running to turn the economy around, and with a Republican sweep on November the 6th, Arizona and the U.S. will have recovery.
Your response to Senator Melvin Joholt?
Well, one of the first things that jumps in front of me is that when I go out and talk to people in our district, I don't blame Republicans for anything. I don't even use the term Republican. I'm not sure who's in charge of the Republican Party in Arizona right now, but it is not the Republicans that I remember when I lived here in the 80s. This is divisive, and I'm not interested in divisive. In fact, I think that one of the jobs of a state senator is to bring people together, and so that we can work together to solve problems. So the constant polarization that we are experiencing with D versus R, blue versus red, I'm right, you're wrong, This is damaging. This is hurting the state, and it's keeping us from getting things done. And you know what I hear, Bill, throughout the district is that people are sick and tired of this kind of rhetoric, and they really just want us to put the party politics aside and solve the problems, and they are solvable problems.
Joe Holt, now Senator Melvin, you just heard that. Yeah. What is your response to that?
Well, the fact is the two parties are quite different. In fact, they're almost 180 degrees out. You look at the platforms of the two parties. We just went through their national conventions. We had a major debate last night. The contrast is stark. And frankly, I believe a vote for any Democrat, including my opponent, is a vote of approval of the Obama administration that has caused a train wreck of economic chaos for our people. We have to put our people back to work. The Republican Party is a pro-business party of the small businessman and woman. We need to continue to right-size government, keep the budget balanced, to lower taxes and to get rid of onerous regulations. The fact, as much as my opponent may want to run away from it, there is a stark contrast between the two approaches to putting America back to work. We saw it last night in this major debate, and we'll see it on November the 6th with a Republican sweep across the country. That's when America's recovery will begin. We will turn this economy around, and we'll take off like a rocket.
And before we take the break, I think we can get in one more response from each of you. And I'd like to give you the opportunity, Joe Holt, is there a question that you would like to pose to Senator Melvin at this point, or anything you would like to do to set the record straight?
I have seen a video of Senator Melvin at a recent apparently Tea Party event, and he was talking about if you want to identify the house of a conservative, you look for an American flag out front. And I'm once again divisive type of rhetoric. I guess what I want to ask Senator Melvin really is that, do you really, really feel that people who don't agree with you aren't patriots?
Okay, let's hear the senator's response, and then we'll give him a chance to ask you a question,
sure,
and we'll get a response from you, and then we'll take a break.
I would like to think that we're all patriots. I really would, and I hope and pray that we are. But talking about the stark contrast between the two parties, Occupy Wall Street has identified itself with the White House all the way through the Democratic Party. The Tea Party is identified with the Republican Party. I was proud to be at that Tea Party rally. I will go to every Tea Party event from now until I leave office and probably even after that. I'm proud of them. They've turned the country around, and we won in 2010, took back the House. But my question to my opponent is, please tell the truth. The people deserve the truth. Tell the truth about education funding. Tell the truth about energy. Arizona cannot—
– want to put that in a question?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you really believe that Arizona can get prosperity through solar in our lifetime? It's great for on tops of homes or to power a speed sign or something, but it's going to take— – you can't run Raytheon and Intel and Honeywell and all these major companies on solar and wind. It doesn't work. Tell the truth.
Your response about solar— –
Well, I support renewable energy. I believe that that is the future. Exactly when that future occurs, I can't say. But if we don't keep pushing, if we don't keep pushing to get renewable energy, it will never come. It's an asymptotic approach to a place where we really, really need to be. So, yeah, I believe in the power of technological innovation in the United States of America and right here in Arizona, and I do believe there is prosperity through that type of innovation.
And we are going to take a break right here. That was Joe Holt. She is the Democratic candidate for State Senate in LD-11. Also with us, Senator Al Melvin, the incumbent in the LD-11 as the state senator. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back on the Buckmaster Show. This is our debate series on AM 1030 KBOI, The Voice. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than two file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at CoxBusinessAZ.com.
Well, 21 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Looking for a great weekend getaway? Wow, the cool days and crisp nights of the mile-high elevation of Silver City, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. This is the big weekend over in Silver City. There are many big weekends, but this one lots to do. The Red Dot Studio Tour and Gallery Walk in Silver City, and then in nearby Pinos Altos. That's going to be a fun event on Saturday, the annual fiesta. Lots of great places to stay, including Fayewood Hot Springs Resort. For more information, go to SouthwestNewMexico.org. And we continue now with our Buckmaster Show debate series. Today we are focusing on State Senate in LD11. Senator Al Melvin, the incumbent, is with us. He is the Republican, and the Democrat is the challenger, Joe Holt. And we'll begin this round of questioning with Senator Melvin. Senator Melvin, what's the most important issue, the most important difference between you and your opponent?
Well, the most important issue is jobs, and it will continue to be until we put all of our people back to work. We've got many good projects on the horizon. One is the Union Pacific Rail facility at Red Rock that is just going to transform this part of Arizona, so we're working hard on that. It'll eventually create tens of thousands of jobs. My opponent keeps bringing up education. We need maximum parental school choice, where parents can send their children to the school of their choice, whether it be a district school or a charter school like Basis. When Basis opened up in Oro Valley, there was a flood of interest with parents coming to that school, even to the point where unfortunately they had to start a lottery system. I would bring people's attention to a couple of movies, one Waiting for Superman, the other that I think is playing locally called Won't Give Up, about the need for education reform. It's called the civil rights issue of our lifetime. We need to do a far better job in educating our people, and it's more an issue of maximum parental school choice than it is of throwing more money at it.
Is the defining issue, as far as you're concerned, Joe Holt, education?
Well, yes, Bill, I think it is. Education is directly connected to Arizona's economy and the job market in Arizona. In order to attract businesses, in order to keep businesses, and not just any business either. You know, the businesses of the future and the sustainable businesses, we absolutely have to have, whether you send your child to a traditional public school or not, we still have to have a strong traditional public school system. This country was built on the idea that every child, regardless of the circumstance of their birth, has the right to a quality education. And the focus in education needs to be on that quality. It's the interaction between the teacher and the student, not the budget, not competition with other schools. It's the quality of the education that counts, and teachers have to be supported. They have to be supported by their administration. They have to be supported in terms of their salaries as well. So there's a lot of room for improvement. But Arizona, there's no reason that Arizona couldn't be a top-notch in public education.
Let's try to keep our responses now before, because I want to give you each a minute at the end, so I'm going to ask that we keep these next responses to 45 seconds. And I know one of your dear issues to you is nuclear. You don't call it nuclear waste.
Well, it's used nuclear fuel. You know, Joe and I have been at a couple of chamber forums recently, and water is a major concern with us living in the desert. And I think we need to enter into agreements with California and Mexico for them to create desalination plants where we can export affordable electricity to them. We'll barter that for their Colorado River water rights that will flow into our CAP canals. You can't do that with solar, but you can with nuclear. I believe that we can be the energy supplier of the Southwest, all the states, with more nuclear reactors. I'll talk about recycling in a minute.
And your response to nuclear?
Well, I'm actually not opposed to nuclear power as per se, and certainly as a scientist, I used a number of radioactive nucleotides and other compounds in the research that we did. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of radioactivity. I don't think people should be afraid of it. But the support just isn't there. The private investors aren't there. And so in order to build more plants and recycling facilities, it's going to be necessary to have a major federal project with billions and billions of dollars.
Okay, and we're just about out of time. Real quickly, because okay. I want to give you a closing statement each minute.
Joe knows that over the past 30 years with 104 commercial reactors, ratepayers have been paying 1 mil per kilowatt hour for 30 years. So the money is there to build a French-type $20 billion recycling facility. It's not a nuclear waste dump, as she tries to claim. Okay. We would be recycling 96% of this used fuel into new fuel rods. Only 4% would have to be disposed of in the end.
I'm going to give you 45 seconds each for closing statements. Will that work, Rose, or is it 30? 30 seconds before, because we have to be out. And we'll begin with Senator Melvin.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Again, I just urge my opponent to please tell the truth. You know, we've got a short period of time now. Actually, the early ballots come out next week. Please tell the truth with respect to education. We've protected it over the last 4 years, and we will continue to protect it. I'm not behind a nuclear waste dump. You know, and I know, I am proposing a recycling facility so we can have strong nuclear power where we can be an energy exporter throughout the Southwest.
And that is Senator Al Melvin. Now here is Joe Holt.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Bill. Thanks
You're
so
welcome.
Much for having
it's been
us
fun.
Today, too. Yes.
Fun having both of you.
Yeah. It is. It is fun. You know, I've really enjoyed the campaign, and I've really enjoyed going around the district, talking to constituents, and I talk to everyone. I talk to Republicans, I talk to Independents, I talk to Democrats, I talk to Libertarians, I talk to Green Party. I have learned a lot from doing this. With our new district, you know, we're in places where I had not even traveled before in Arizona.
Joe Holt, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Joe Holt, the Democrat, and Senator Al Melvin, the Republican. And I want to remind everybody that all of our debates here on the Buckmaster Show are posted to KVOI.com. And for more information about each of your campaigns, your website, Senator Melvin?
SenatorMelvin.com.
And Joe Holt?
Holt for the numeral 4 Senate.com.
Thank you both very much. Have a great afternoon, both of you.
Thank you, Bill.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrats are looking to rebound from what's being seen as a disappointing debate performance by President Obama last night by accusing Mitt Romney of being dishonest on the debate stage. Meanwhile, spirits are high in Mitt Romney's camp. As his plane took off from Denver today, there were applause and whistles from Romney's aides as the pilot announced that the control tower had commended Romney's performance when the plane was cleared for takeoff. A fifth person has died in a growing outbreak of a rare form of meningitis. It sickened more than 24 people across a half dozen states. Updating Wall Street, the Dow trading about 79 points higher. It's at 13,574. The NASDAQ is better by 15. The S&P trading 10 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowland Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:34 on this Thursday edition. It's time for our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show. We focus on technology in the workplace. Our technology series is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. And joining me now on the Buckmaster Show, Jim Beckman is with us. Jim is the president and CEO of Carondelet Health Network. Jim, how are you today?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks very much. Delighted to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And you've been in your position as president and CEO a little over a year here in Tucson now?
That is about right, yes.
Yeah, and the Carondelet Health Network is a large network. I mean, you have a very large portfolio. How is that health network different than other health networks?
Well, first of all, I would say that we've been here for a little over 130 years. We were founded by the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet, and we are a Catholic faith-based health ministry. So in some ways, we're the only faith-based health ministry in the Tucson community and in Southern Arizona. So that's one way. We also have what I'd call meaningful presence, and we cover most of the Tucson community, both east and west. So we have the ability to provide care to all throughout the entire community.
And one of the big news items concerning Carondelet has been the relocation of the Carondelet Heart and Vascular Institute. A lot of folks probably are familiar with that, going by that at River and Stone. That is now transitioning to the campus of St. Mary's Hospital. Why is that going on, and what's that going to mean for patients?
Well, it's going on because it makes good business sense for Carondelet, but more importantly for patients, what it's going to mean is access to improved technology, especially minimally invasive type procedures, which are really important to folks today and into the future, and also will provide greater easier access to the facility, in that St. Mary's Hospital is located conveniently right off of I-10 and certainly close to I-19 as well.
So this is going to really give you more of a central access to the whole Tucson community. And people come up to the heart and need heart care, not just from Tucson. You have to think of really the whole region, don't you?
That is right. We have many patients that come to us from many of the rural communities throughout Southern Arizona, including our own rural hospital down in Nogales, Holy Cross Hospital.
Tell me a little bit about some of these awards that have been coming in. Some big deal awards, some of these top performer and health grades. People are so health conscious, as you know, Jim, these days. And the best consumer, health consumer, really has to do their homework. And Carondelet has scored some big awards. Tell us a little bit about that.
So let me first say that one of the things I first noticed when I arrived in Tucson is how passionate the people of Tucson are about their health. And they deserve high-quality, wonderful, clinically excellent care. And we've been focusing on that. In particular, at St. Mary's, we've been recognized for high-quality and excellent care by a couple of different organizations, most recently by the Joint Commission, which is a grading organization for healthcare and primarily hospital organizations. They recognize St. Mary's as one of the top hospitals in the country in their top 10%. You mentioned health grades. They also recognized St. Mary's 2 years in a row as one of the top 5% in terms of clinical quality. So we are very proud of what St. Mary's has been able to accomplish.
That's a big deal, not only for the consumer, but those folks who work in the healthcare industry, because they probably really go over each hospital with kind of a fine-tooth comb, don't they, before giving any of these awards?
They do. There are intense criteria that they go through. And I'd just say that we're incredibly proud also of the 4,400 caregivers throughout our network and the 1,100 physicians who support and lead that care.
Speaking with Jim Beckman, he is now the president and CEO of the Carondelet Health Network. I want to talk now about technology. This is our technology series. How has technology and digital communications really revolutionized and changed, Jim, the healthcare system?
So I think there are a couple of areas that I'd like to comment on. First is the one that is most in the news these days, and that is around the electronic medical record. So if you can imagine the idea of being in any hospital or in any physician office and being able to have your record pulled up so that that caregiver has some sense of your health history, that I think is going to be very important for all. Secondly, there's significant medical technology today. I mentioned minimally invasive surgery. So think about the 12-inch scar for heart surgery before now becoming a 1-inch scar. And that technology is changing the lifestyle capabilities of people on a go-forward basis.
It really is. Technology is changing the whole business. I recently had a laparoscopic procedure done on a hernia that in the old days would have required like 5 or 6 weeks recovery time because, Jim, there would have been a scar or there would have been a large incision. This way it was done with just a very small Band-Aid almost covering these incisions. It's changed everything.
It in fact does change everything, and I think it will enable the people of this community as we continue to advance that technology to continue their healthy living.
How do you summarize the whole state of healthcare? Obviously, it's an issue that is on everybody's mind. I think when we talk about the economy, people talk about jobs, and then that's also very linked to healthcare.
So in our country, we spend approximately $2.7 trillion annually on health care. That equates to almost 18% of gross domestic product. That's moving up to 20% of GDP, and it's simply unsustainable, and we've got to get our arms around that. But it's going to be a challenge. 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day right now, and they are the greatest consumers of health care.
That's
so
huge.
So we've got to get our arms around that and be more effective in helping them lead healthier lives, thus reducing the costs.
Yeah, and helping them also with preventive care. That is so important. All of the doctors I talk to say if we can do the prevention and we can intervene early, that's the key to a healthy lifestyle.
I agree. And one of the messages we're giving to the community right now is be well. And that is our statement to the community that this is about working together to improve the health and well-being of the people of Tucson and Southern Arizona.
It is really important. So education and advocating for healthy living, I guess, would be a very important mission of Carondelet as you go forward, huh?
Absolutely, and we're committing our resources to that.
And what kind of resources? You're a big player economically in this community. You mentioned over 4,000?
A little over 4,400 associates within the network.
And how is that? Are you always looking for good people?
So talent in healthcare is absolutely critical, and today we are focused on that from a human resources management standpoint. We are also focusing on the health and well-being of our associates, and as we begin to develop programs that we think will impact the community, our 4,400 associates are a place that we can begin to try those.
Jim Beckman has been talking with us. Jim is the president and CEO of Carondelet Health Network. How do you like the Tucson community? You said it's a very health-conscious community. You moved here from the St. Louis area. What are some of your impressions of Tucson?
Well, I think that this community has the nicest people that I have come across in any of my relocations. They are genuine, they are caring, and very interested in newcomers. I will tell you that I'd love to see the roads improve, but that
wouldn't?
I think that sits with everyone
we all,
here.
Jim, we all have a favorite pothole or one that we curse at either coming and going to work. I mean, and hopefully the city and county is going to be able to put some money toward, and they have been trying to fix up some of the potholes, but road issues are a huge concern. You've probably got a favorite pothole.
There are several on Grant that I pass every day.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Beckman, President and CEO of Carondelet Health Network, our technology series here on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Cox Business. Cox serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I want to tell you about the Southern Arizona Chapter of Community Associations Institute inviting you to a legal forum on homeowner association issues Saturday morning, October 6th. This Saturday, $20 gets you breakfast, workshops, and you can quiz attorneys who specialize in HOA law. If you live with an HOA or condo association, and especially if you serve on an HOA board, this legal forum is for you. Saturday morning, October 6th, Tucson's Windmill Inn. Register online at SOAZCAI. That's SOAZCAI. Now, we are joined by Attorney Don Luce of Luce Brown & Associates, whose offices are here in Tucson and Phoenix. Mr. Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor. He appears on our program once a month. He's the author of two very popular books. The new edition of Arizona Laws 101 is out. That's a handbook for non-lawyers. And Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don Luce, good to see you.
Bill, it's good to be back.
Boy, it is time to run through a lot of ballot propositions, and I am so glad that I have an attorney next to me to help me interpret this, because going into the voting booth without some kind of legal advice might be rather difficult. But there are 9 ballot measures. Why don't we plow right into it? Is this pretty typical, 9 or 10? Is that kind of what we've been averaging?
It's about average, yes.
Over the years?
In a year with more than this, you might see 12 to 14. In modern times, though, we've rarely seen fewer than this number. So this is pretty typical. Yeah, and the general election is November 6th, but early ballots are being mailed out soon, and so a lot of people are going to be voting on these ballot propositions next week, the week after, and way before November 6th.
So there are 9 on the statewide ballot, 10 if you live in the city of Tucson. That's Prop 104 in the city of Tucson concerning our roads, but we will get into that at a later time. We're going to concentrate on Arizona and the statewide measures. Prop 114, crime victims liability.
This is a interesting one, and by the way, the proposition are numbered in a particular way so that all propositions in the 100s, 114, 115, et cetera, those are constitutional amendments.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Propositions in the 200s are changes to existing statutes or a proposal to create a new statute. And propositions in the 400s are local matters, and this would be the Tucson proposition to increase or to
it's called
create a bond.
Prop 401.
Yeah. Okay. So Prop 114. Well, to give you some background on this, under current law, the Arizona Constitution generally provides the right to recover damages for death or injury, and it says that that right cannot be limited. Under Prop 114, that provision would be amended so that a crime victim is not liable for damages incurred by a person who is harmed while attempting, engaging in, or fleeing from conduct that is classified as a felony. As I say, this is kind of an unusual proposition because, as a practical matter, very few cases would involve a plaintiff who had perpetrated a felony and was then suing for damages. But that's what this is about, and I think, all things considered, it's probably a good idea.
For those in the legal profession, those who want a very fair and just legal system, Prop 115 is very important. This is judicial selection.
It is. 115, interestingly, involves a fairly substantial shift of power in the selection of judges from the State Bar of Arizona, which is under the judicial branch, to the governor, who, of course, is the executive branch. And what it would provide if it passes is that the governor would provide, among other things, that the governor would actually receive a list of nominees that would be increased from 3 to 8, and the limitations on the number of nominees from a particular political party would be repealed. So the governor would have a wider selection of nominees to choose from. And the governor would appoint 4 attorneys to each nominating commission, and the president of the state bar would appoint 1 attorney. Under current law, the state bar nominates and the governor appoints all 5 attorney members. 115 would also have a couple of other changes. The terms of the state superior court judges would be extended from 4 years to 8 years. and the terms for state court of appeals judges and the Supreme Court justices would be extended from 6 to 8 years, and the mandatory retirement age for state judges would be extended from 70 to 75. So a lot of changes regarding not only how judges are selected, but also who selects them and the duration of their tenure.
You got Prop 116, business tax breaks, 117 limits on property tax growth, 118 is investment formula. Are these folks' eyes may just be glazing over some of these.
With good reason, I'm sure.
And,
well, 116 is also known as the Small Business Job Creation Act. And under 116, it would basically give a tax break to small businesses. Under current law, the first $50,000 of full cash value of a taxpayer's equipment and machinery is exempt. The amount is adjusted annually for inflation and is set at $68,000. Prop 116 would actually increase the amount of the exemption, and proponents contend would help bring Arizona out of the recession faster. Prop 117 also deals with essentially taxation, and Prop 117 would amend the Constitution to cap the annual increase on the value of real property that's subject to taxation to 5% over the value of the previous year. Currently, there is no cap, and so the proponents say, well, it makes sense to put a cap on the full cash value so that when real estate prices recover, as they're bound to do, the full cash value doesn't increase by more than 5% per year.
We're running out of time here, but I do want to mention that we talked about 117. Then there's the investment formula, and this is changes to the state constitution to alter the way money from the state's permanent fund is distributed to K-12 or K-12 education system. This is an education measure then, in effect, huh, Don Luce?
Exactly. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk recently about finding ways to fund education.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of propositions that deal with that, and Prop 118 is one of them.
Then we have 119, state trust land exchanges, and then Prop 120, the state sovereignty. I think that's one of your favorites.
Yes, it is. Well, let's not leave 119 just yet. 119 would amend the Constitution to require that the exchange of state trust land must be in the best interest of the state and have as its purpose to assist in preserving and protecting military facilities. So this is a way that the proponents see to make sure that we do everything we can to keep the military facilities and installations in Arizona that we currently have. 120 is just, in my estimation, kind of a unusual proposition. It would declare that each state possesses full attributes of sovereignty on equal footing with other states and do some other things that constitute mostly declarations and wouldn't affect most of our citizens directly.
And Prop 121, that's the top two primary. We had a debate here on the Buckmaster Show about the so-called open primary, and folks can go to kvoi.com. We have that one archived. And also coming up on the Buckmaster Show debate series, Don Luce, the one that seems to be getting, of all the nine propositions, Proposition 204, and this has to do with the 1 cent per dollar sales tax when the temporary increase expires in May.
Yes. Well, 121 was the prop that was the subject of a lawsuit that was just concluded a couple of weeks ago. Opponents of 121 had actually sued to prevent it from being placed on the ballot, and the state judge in Maricopa County ruled that the that the proposition was going to go on the ballot, and this would replace the partisan primary election system with an open top two primary election. Very major change. 204 is also a very controversial prop because it deals with essentially a permanent 1 cent increase in the sales tax. The temporary state sales tax rate of 6.6%, which was enacted on May 28th of 2010, expires on May 31st next year. And so Prop 204 would ensure that we continue to receive those same state revenues and would earmark them essentially for educational purposes.
Don Luce, always a pleasure having you on the program. We got through all the propositions, and folks will be facing them when they get their ballots very soon here and when they go to the polls. Don, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bill.
Don's new updated book available, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers. That's now available, his updated edition. Want to quickly tell you about a very important event that's happening. We've been talking about health care off and on a lot here on the show. Author and integrative medical pioneer, Dr. Andy Weil, at the Loft Theater tomorrow, Friday night, for the screening of a documentary on how to save America's healthcare system. The show is called Escape Fire, The Flight to Rescue American Healthcare. Dr. Weil participates in a post-film Q&A at 7 p.m. The screening begins at the Loft Theater. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water. Folks, what is it about Culligan? Well, it simply tastes better. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's the John C. Scott Show. John is the dean of local talk. And then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. That's going to do it for the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Friday Focus interview tomorrow with Richard Miranda, Tucson City Manager. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.